President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that only cleanliness will make the country healthy and developed. The president was addressing the Safai Mitra Sammelan at Ujjain in Madhya Pradesh today. She said the cleanliness movement in the last 10 years has become a nationwide campaign, bringing unprecedented changes in the country. She expressed happiness that several cities in the state have been declared Safai Mitra Safe Cities. On the second day of her visit to the state, the president also virtually laid the foundation stone of six-lane highway between Ujjain and Indore. In the last leg of her visit to the state, the president will also attend the convocation ceremony of Devi Ahilya Vishwavidyalaya in Indore. President Murmu will reach Ranchi this evening on a two-day visit to Jharkhand. The president will grace the centenary celebrations of the ICAR National Institute of Secondary Agriculture at Namkum in Ranchi tomorrow. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir after the conclusion of first phase yesterday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address two poll rallies in the Union Territory today. Mr. Modi's first rally will be in Srinagar this morning, while his second rally will be held at Katra, the base camp of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, in the afternoon. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir recorded the highest voter turnout in the last 35 years, with over 61% polling in the first phase of assembly elections yesterday. Voting was peaceful across all 24 assembly constituencies, spanning 7 districts. In Haryana, campaigning is gaining momentum for single-phase assembly elections. A total of 1,031 candidates are in the fray for assembly elections. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. The 4-day-long mega event, World Food India 2024, began at Bharat Mandapam in Delhi today. It is witnessing the participation from over 90 countries, 26 Indian states and union territories, and 18 central ministries and allied government bodies. The event promises to be a major convergence of innovation, technology and sustainability in the food processing sector. Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi, Minister for Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan, and Minister of State for Food Processing Industries Ravneet Singh Bittu attended the inaugural ceremony. Information and Broadcasting Ministry, along with its field officers, will participate in Special Campaign 4.0 from the 2nd to the 31st of October to institutionalize Swachhata and minimize pendency in government. The campaign will focus on adoption of best practices for institutionalizing Swachhata, disposal of pendency, better space management, and creating awareness through different mediums of communication. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju had taken a review meeting on the 6th of September with all media heads on the progress of preparation to implement the Special Campaign 4.0 for disposal of pending matters and Swachhata. In Lebanon, at least 32 people have been killed and thousands injured in a series of explosions during the past 2 days. The blasts involved communication devices, some of which are used by terrorist group Hezbollah. According to the country's health ministry, the death toll in yesterday's walkie-talkie explosions in Lebanon has risen to at least 20, with more than 450 injured. Earlier on Tuesday, pager blasts killed at least 12 people and wounded about 3,000 others. The U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, has cut interest rates for the first time in over 4 years. It has reduced the key lending rate by 0.5 percentage points to a range of 4.75% to 5%. U.S. Federal Reserve announced its sixth policy decision for 2024 last night after a two-day Federal Open Market Committee meeting. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Madhya Pradesh during the next 3 days. Heavy rainfall is also expected in isolated parts of Chhattisgarh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 24th of this month. In badminton, India's Malvika Bansal has advanced into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Open at Changzhou today. And in cricket, the first test of the two-match series between India and Bangladesh is underway in Chennai. India were 88 for 3 in their first innings on day 1 at lunch. And that is the end of this news bulletin.